Commentator Murray Horwitz pays close attention to the roles that movies and music play in our lives, and he's observed an important cultural reversal.
The movie Collateral opened, starring Tom Cruise. Not a watershed moment, you say? Well, about 8 years ago, Tom Cruise was in another movie, Jerry Maguire, and he participated in the most prominent public dissing of jazz music in film history. Now, less than a decade later, he's celebrating jazz with a reverence unique in Hollywood movies. In Jerry Maguire, there's this nerdy character, Renee Zellweger's babysitter, who's a big jazz fan.
I know this might be a little bit awkward, but I want you to use this.
Oh, look, God.
This is Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Stockholm, 1963. Two masters of freedom playing at a time before their art was corrupted by a zillion cocktail lounge performers who destroyed the legacy of the only American art form, jazz.
Later, when everybody's all-American couple, Tom and Renee, laughed hysterically at this music they considered unlistenable, it drove a stake through the heart of all of us who love jazz.
What is this music?
In Collateral, this same Tom Cruise now intones the name of that same Miles Davis as though he were a god. Jazz is the only thing that seems to have any meaning for this character. We even get a history lesson about Miles attending the Juilliard School. It shows how times have changed in our country in only 8 years. In that time, a saxophone-playing president got reelected, the Pulitzer Prize in Music went to a living jazz composer for the first time, Wynton Marsalis, Ken Burns celebrated the history of jazz on television, and, most importantly, the music itself has been flourishing. Watching Collateral, I was so encouraged. Here was Tom Cruise atoning for having ridiculed America's greatest art form. Now, he's in touch with jazz as an exciting affirmation of humanity that faces the tangled confusions of modern life with beauty and humor. I was thinking, Tom, all is forgiven. I was giddy in the unfamiliar atmosphere of mainstream pop culture finally celebrating jazz. But then I realized the greater truth of it all. The Jerry Maguire who makes fun of jazz is a great guy, an ultimately wholesome, loyal man who shows integrity and true blue heroism. In Collateral, the guy who loves jazz is a twisted, alienated, malevolent sociopath, like all the best jazz fans.
Murray Horwitz is director of the American Film Institute's Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland.